Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We have more of your calls on the way tonight, plus a Japanese man has married an anime doll.
Yep.
It's a true story. That's on the way coming up.
His waifu.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
Is that what that word means?
It's usually a pillow or something, though. And this...
No, this one's not a pillow.
Is it? You say doll, but this is like an ordinary doll, right?
Yeah, it's like a full-size doll.
Is it like...
I don't know if it's a sex doll.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
I was trying to figure out how to phrase that.
with you tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Arya.
But we're going to go to your phone calls first. And then we get a chance, we'll give you an update on Shanghai, where it is getting even worse. What was supposed to be a five-day lockdown is now going on well over, I don't know, a month and a half or something
like
that.
They got Shanghai'd.
Big time. And it's not just Shanghai. It's now spreading to other cities in China. We go first, though, to Olivia, calling from Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Ooh, do we still have you? Olivia? Going once? Olivia going. Oh, there you are.
Nope. Hey, so I have a public service announcement. After using the city recycle bins for a while now, people need to get on YouTube and watch how materials recovery facilities, which is their fancy term for recycling warehouses or recycling factories, they have virtual tour videos. All over, you can watch the virtual tour of the City of Phoenix Material Recovery Facility. So it's not like a magical place where wizards just kind of make things that, you know, turn everything back into new things. People have to sort this stuff by hand, and when you toss in, like, plastic bags or cords, jams the rollers, and people have to, like, get in the trash and pull them out, and it's just a nasty job.
Well, I help the situation by not recycling at all.
Yes.
That way no one has to do anything about that, because recycling is BS for the most part, as Penn and Teller put it in their brilliant documentary film that they made in the early aughts called Penn and Teller's BS. That thing changed my life.
It consumes more energy to go through all of the crap they go through,
yep,
then it would just to hang fire.
But it's not about energy consumption, right? It's about it not ending up in the ocean.
Depends who you ask, I think.
I have never heard the claim that we recycle to save energy. It's always to save raw materials.
I would think it would be to save raw materials, too. I mean, certainly the metals don't end up in the trash. I mean, they have magnets to pull the steel, and then they have something called some kind of eddy current thing that throws the aluminum out, like it reverses magnetism, and that activates the aluminum and throws it into a certain bin. So certainly that would save a lot of both electricity and raw materials.
Mm-hmm. Aluminum is an exception because in nature, aluminum is nearly always found in the form of aluminum oxide, and it takes a lot of energy to get that oxygen off that aluminum. But the thing about, I mean, the main issue that I have is subsidized recycling, because basically the only time, if you have to subsidize something, it means that you're putting more into it than you're getting out.
It wouldn't exist in the market.
Yes. There are some things that would be recycled in a free market. You know, if you park your car in the wrong place, they'll recycle your catalytic converter before you're ready for them to.
Out of curiosity, I pulled up, you know, the benefits of recycling, and out of the first five, one of them is that it conserves energy. I'm willing to accept that, you know, Penn and Teller are correct, and that it does not conserve energy and that it uses energy, but that doesn't mean the claims about reducing pollution or not sending stuff to landfills and incinerators or into the ocean or conserving natural resources is untrue.
I mean, conserving natural resources. The problem is when, I mean, money is a good proxy for cost. So generally,
I'm not saying recycling is cost efficient.
If you're operating at a loss, that means you're consuming more stuff than you're producing one way or the other, between the raw materials and the energy, and, you know, the house that the employee is going to buy. You have to add all that stuff up. And in general, recycling, every time I've looked at it, it seemed to be a net loss in most cases. And by most cases, I mean in the cases where people wouldn't do it spontaneously if nobody made them.
I don't think the cost factor is that big a deal. I mean, it costs me money to have my garbage taken out. It would be significantly cheaper for me to just take all the trash and just toss it in the backyard, right? But that's a terrible idea.
Well,
and it's not because it's cheaper to do it that way. It's because that has other costs.
It would actually be very expensive to throw your garbage in your backyard because that would reduce the value of your property significantly.
In the long run, it would be more expensive, but if that trash is, instead of making its way into my backyard, is making its way into the Gulf of Mexico, then that's not affecting my property values.
Well, here it would go to the landfill.
It's going to be pretty expensive to get it from New England to the Gulf of Mexico, though. I mean,
not really.
You're talking a lot of work.
Just, a lot of shipping costs there.
Just toss it out into the ocean. It'll probably end up in the Gulf of Mexico at some point.
You want to drive to Portsmouth?
The point that nobody is making here is costs are important. And if it's cheaper to make, let's talk about a plastic bottle. If it's cheaper to make a plastic bottle brand new than it is to make it by the process and all the costs that are involved in recycling the, you know, that whole process, then it makes sense to just keep making new plastic bottles until the point at which it is no longer cheaper to make the new plastic bottles. And then if recycling bottles is then cheaper, then the market would go in that direction.
Right.
At that point.
Because the cost is a proxy for the actual consumption, which is a lot more accurate than what a lot of the environmentalists do, who fall in love with their own ideas and are like, everybody's got to have an electric car so we don't release all this carbon. And it's like, great, all we have to do is get a bunch of children mining rare earths all over the world, and until we run out of that, we can... Yeah. Then we got to dispose of those batteries.
The energy creating those batteries is very high. Olivia, you sound like you want to jump in here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say a few things. I have like three topics. The number one, there is a place in the marketplace for recycling. I don't know if you knew this, but if you go to H&M, the clothing store in the mall, well, before COVID at least, they would recycle your old clothes. So you could just drop them off, and they'd actually give you a store credit. So, you know, there might be some kind of more money incentive than Penn and Teller discovered. Also, if you
well, the thing is, if the market's doing it voluntarily, then that's great. So there's the bins around here that you can drop clothes into, and they'll go to the kids in Africa, and that's wonderful. And that's all done on a voluntary basis, presumably. But the problem with the government recycling programs is, in many cases, they are not voluntary. They are done at the point of a gun. And you will be threatened with violence if you do not participate in those programs in some areas of the country. This one isn't one of them. New Hampshire does not have that problem, at least that I'm aware of. Certainly doesn't in Keene. But where I come from,
if New Hampshire was going to have the problem, it would have it in Keene.
Yeah, that's for sure. And where I come from in Florida, it absolutely was a mandatory program. So that's one thing. And then the thing the Penn Teller pointed out was when the program was created was in the 1980s, and it was basically created as a government make-work program. It was essentially a program to hire bureaucrats.
And you have to consider everything those bureaucrats consume as part of...
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us here at 603-283-6160. At 603-283-6160. With you tonight, we've got Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Aria.
And thanks to Chris LaRue, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program, which is a Patreon that we started up several months back to replace the old AMP program. You can join it over at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's as little as $5 a month, though Chris LaRue is doing diamond level, and that is quite a bit more. So thank you, Chris, for helping us out there with the AMPS Patreon. You can join it over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some cool benefits from doing that. That's amps.freetalklive.com. I'm going to bring Olivia back on the line here. She was talking about recycling, and it started up quite a conversation amongst the hosts here tonight. Aria, I don't know if you're playing devil's advocate, but it's not.
No,
like,
I'm just saying.
Well, she's a Satanist. She does that.
I just think there's. Look, I don't know if recycling is good for the environment or not. I don't know how much plastic there is in the oceans, and honestly, I don't care. I just don't think that, you know, recycling is cheaper is the argument that anyone's ever seriously tried to make as the primary reason one should recycle.
Nobody does make that argument. They argue that something can be more costly while being more efficient. And as an economist, I say stuff and nonsense.
Mm.
Somehow.
But see, efficiency isn't what it's about. It's never been about efficiency.
But it should be.
Oh, well.
Because that's what the market works on.
It should
be. I tend to agree.
Because if you're trying to, I mean, whatever it is you're trying not to consume, the way you consume less is by operating efficiently. And if you operate inefficiently, then you do not consume less, you consume more.
And you are operating
and
contrary
you
to your goals.
More harm to the environment.
Yeah, it was a really interesting episode. It's been many years since I've watched it, so it definitely probably deserves another watch. But it changed my life because I stopped recycling and immediately after I watched the show because it was just so persuasive. Essentially, they argued the efficiency points that you're making here at Nobody, and also the landfills were brought up, and they make the point that there's so much space out there that, first of all, landfills are actually, they're easily able to, like, fill them up and then build golf courses on top of them, so it's not like they're useless areas of land. Mm-hmm. But even if they were, you could pile all the landfills together into one spot, and it would still be, like, a pinprick size on the map. So
it would fill less than one county in Texas was the way I've seen that explained, if you piled it, like, 50 feet high.
Yeah, Olivia.
Which is all well and good, but it's not the landfills that are necessarily the things that people are concerned about.
That is what Olivia brought up, and that is what I think. Well, somebody brought it up, but a lot of people are concerned.
What benefit do you think you're gaining?
Is that a question for Olivia? Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Whoever.
I think it's good to reduce waste and reduce the need for more raw resources. But really, I didn't mean to dissuade anyone from recycling. I just wanted to throw some resources out there for people who do think that that's important. Because I
throwing
I find
resources
really
out there that's wasteful.
Oh no.
Yeah, no, I get where you're coming from, Olivia. You wanted to help the people who do recycle, and I want to dissuade them from doing it because I think it is, as Nobody points out, actually wasteful. You're actually creating more waste by recycling because you're using up more energy. You're costing things, you know, you're increasing costs by recycling.
Could I just throw out the ones that are in the marketplace, though? Could I just mention those? Okay. If you have, like, small appliances or electronics or cords, please don't put them in the city bins. Those need to go to Best Buy. They will recycle those for free. And if you have clothes that you want to throw out, H&M is awesome. But they used to at least give you a store credit for any clothes that you brought to recycle, and then they'd make them into new clothes. And H&M.
A lot of people just go to the Salvation Army. I mean, I don't know what H&M is. It might be a regional store or something like that.
Well,
I don't know if everybody has those around them, but you know, there's plenty of places where you can take unwanted clothes in most given areas, whether it's Goodwill, Salvation Army, or some other local organization. Olivia, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
And to be clear, I'm not advocating for recycling. I don't recycle, obviously. I don't know.
That wasn't obvious based on
that. But I don't recycle. Okay. And I don't know anything about the merits of recycling or about the consequences of recycling. It's an issue that I genuinely, you know, don't care about. However, I did grow up in the 90s where the Ninja Turtles were all like, hey, you need to recycle, reduce, reuse, all of that nonsense. And it was never, ever about decreasing energy consumption. It was always about keeping
trash
out of the oceans.
Yeah. That's what they said in the 70s before they got disproven. They've moved on to a lot of other excuses, but the bottom line is there's a lot of people who really want other people to make spend a lot of time and energy futzing with their garbage, because that gives them a feeling of control.
Yeah, and as far as landfills go, there's no reason to throw stuff in the ocean, whether with or without recycling at all. I mean, that's just pure laziness or whatever on the part of whoever, whichever government is authorizing.
Well, it depends on how far you are from shore.
Sure, but I'm like a lot of people. I wouldn't want to see a bunch of garbage floating around. I mean, that sucks. Let's go to, I think we have Edward here on.
Well, the nice thing about the plastic in the ocean, for what it's worth, is fish, like birds, have kind of gizzards, and they eat rocks to grind things up, and they found the plastic works just as well.
Let's talk to Edward in, calling us from out there. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, everyone.
Welcome.
It's Edward calling from out there again. It's following along sort of in the same environmental talk that's been going at least for the last 20 minutes or so. But this goes out to all the pilots out there, and it's not going out to the pilots that work for the airlines and do good things and get us from point A to point B. These are the type who like to get on their knees, and they like to lick boots, and they like to work for what is coming and what has already been here, especially from people such as David Keith, Ken Caldera, and Alan Robach.
Yeah,
I have no idea. Okay, there's three names.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Okay,
I know a bunch of pilots who are not airline pilots. Are you talking about military pilots?
Okay, let me get through what I'm first saying. I'll hand it over to you. The last name is Alan Robach. What these guys were climate grifters in the 90s. They shifted everything. They're MIT scientists. And their grift in the 90s was man-made climate change engineering. So once all that goes around and they put the scare out there, they pay it. All this has been going on with the 40s with defense research. But in 07, you can go watch David Keith's TED Talk.
Right,
in 07.
Hang on. I'm not really sure where you're going with this. I'll give you a chance to explain.
David Keith an actor?
We need him to clarify what type of pilots he's talking about, because airline pilots aren't the only type of pilots out there. Okay, so you're excluding those. Are you excluding my friends who have pilot licenses and small four-seater planes?
I think he's making some kind of a point about climate people that are trying to run a scam or whatever. We'll see if we can clear it up.
To me, yeah,
it's free time.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Elon Musk is purchasing Twitter for $44 billion. The deal comes 2 weeks after the Tesla and SpaceX CEO first offered to buy the social media company. Musk has vowed to, quote, unlock the platform's potential by loosening what he says are unfair restrictions on free speech. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin snuck to Kyiv to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky over the weekend. This was the highest-level visit by American officials since Russia's invasion of Ukraine began. They pledged more than $300 million in foreign military financing. That's in addition to the $165 million sale of ammunition. Tech stocks helped Wall Street end Monday on a positive note. The Dow closed up 238 points. The Nasdaq was higher by 166 points. The S&P 500 gained 24. This is USA Radio News. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals stayed the execution of Melissa Lucio, who was convicted of the 2007 death of her daughter Mariah. The stay was granted so a lower court can review evidence she claims would exonerate her. Michelle Lucio, a daughter-in-law, spoke to reporters by phone.
We are just overwhelmed with so much joy. Like, this is, we are so grateful for everybody and every single body that has fought so hard for her.
The stay comes as doubts about Melissa Lucio's guilt has been raised. The case has attracted the attention of lawmakers, celebrities, and even some of the jurors who sentenced her to death. Two parents sentenced to prison in the Varsity Blues college admissions bribery scandal are appealing their convictions. Former Staples executive John Wilson and former casino executive Gamal Abdelaziz say they believe they were making legit donations to get their kids into elite universities. They are the only parents who have gone to trial in the case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open. Join us here. 603-283-6160. We'll do our best to get you on the air. Phones have been blowing up for the last hour. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
You can bring up anything at 603-283-6160. You can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. And you can join our chat server at chat.freetalklive.com, is where you get the instructions for how to do that. That's chat.freetalklive.com. It is a Matrix chat server, which means it's open source, self-hosted, and it is federated with other Matrix servers out there all around the planet. So head over to chat.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones here. We've got Edward calling from out there. And Edward,
and if I can give you a Shakespeare quote, be plain, young son, and homely in thy drift, for riddling confession brings but riddling shrift.
Well, Edward is talking about a grift in this particular case. But it's not really clear what you're getting at, Edward. Could you try to clarify?
I'll do my best. So like Rich Paul said, David Keith, yes, spelled just like the actor, except he's an MIT scientist. So this is one of the scientists creating the Hegelian dialectic of problem-reaction-solution. So throughout the 90s, the scientists, David Keith, Alan Robach, they create the problem, which is men are warming the earth. So once that grift has to get taken to a reaction, they create the reaction. The reaction, you can see his TED talk, the reaction is to block the sun. It is to put heavy metals into the air and to block the sun and creating intentional climate modification. They call that's what they call it. You can go to Wikipedia. Intentional climate modification is the...
This goes by another name as well.
Geoengineering is another name as well. But
the word I was thinking of is chemtrails.
There's certainly things you can do to cool the earth, but being a New Hampshire resident, I do not approve. I think that I would have had a better winter if it was 3 degrees warmer.
I
heartily approve of global warming.
100%, but you don't get a choice in this. It's not a debate on whether this is going to take place. The debate was in 07. You can see their TED talk. You can see their whole grift all throughout the.
And I see the discussion you're talking about here that is entitled "A Critical Look at Geoengineering Against Climate Change." He says he wants to inject not chemicals into the air, not metals, but a huge cloud of ash into the atmosphere to deflect sun and heat. Didn't they try that?
Biden keeps pushing Putin. We may get his wish.
Didn't they try that in the Matrix movies and we got a whole bunch of robots?
It's just chemtrails. That's all he's getting at here. He's just not using that word.
Is that what you're getting at here, Edward, or are we talking about something else?
What we're talking about is what they're calling global dimming right now. They're blocking out the sun completely. In New Hampshire, you guys might not be facing this. You go to... whether it's Christchurch, whether it's Australia, whether it's Ireland, the whole thing is complete. They're blocking out the skies in every country. Grid formation, they got this stuff down to a science.
This is why he brought up pilots.
The pilots are the ones who are enacting this. This is not your friends,
Ariel. Will you just say the word chemtrails so we can all get on the same page here?
Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
I'm using their terminology. I'm using their tongue.
Yeah, he's saying ash. Now, the theories about chemtrails is that there are metals that they're spraying.
Yeah, like barium and stuff like that.
The chemtrails.
Barium.
Well, you got barium.
Strontium and aluminum.
Okay, so you are talking about chemtrails.
Yes, of course he is. He couldn't possibly be talking about anything else.
What they're talking about. I'm talking about what they're talking about.
So you believe that the pilots are actively playing a role in this and that they are trying to participate in destroying human life on the planet.
It's run through all the NATO countries. It only happens through defense research. That's why you see these astronomical, whatever the bills that you're calling, the omnibus bills. That's where all these things get
now,
get gripped.
When you look
into.
Up at the sky, is this happening where you live?
100%. We've had 3 sunny days out of the last 43.
When you look up at the sky, you believe you're seeing chemical trails?
There's no belief.
It's all about belief, my friend.
Have you gotten out of a 30-foot ladder and climbed up and taken a sample?
You guys don't really know what's going on.
I know what you're telling us is going on.
I think I know what's going on.
So right now, what you know about Fauci and the experimenting on kids back in the early 2000s and the 90s, just thinking now, well, if we would have only known that was going on, these guys are telling us in 2006 and 2007 in their TED Talks, this is what's gonna happen. They're just creating that narrative back then to think, oh, this we'll use that if we ever have to break it. Oh, we'll never have to use that. They've been doing it for 10-plus years.
I'm not really concerned about what one nerd at MIT thinks is dreaming up about fixing the environment.
So I just want to clarify something, Edward. I just want to clarify what you're saying here. So some people believe that chemtrails are designed to control the weather. Others believe that chemtrails are designed to control people's minds. And others believe that chemtrails are designed to poison people. Do you believe all three or one or two? What do you think?
Everything that's been occurring has been under research. This is all research to see how people react. They see suicides go up when the sun's blocked out. They see prescriptions get filled more. This is, I mean, seriously, guys.
Okay, but you didn't answer my question.
It's all three.
Go ahead. Go ahead again.
Okay, the question is real simple. There's different beliefs about chemtrails as far as what their intentions are. Okay, whatever, dude.
There's no beliefs.
What do you think is true about it?
Well, if you
don't
believe
it,
why should we?
Okay, do you know your weather? When you grew up, did you know what spring felt like?
I just want to ask you the damn question.
The sun came out.
I knew what spring felt like. I had a cheap-ass mattress.
All right, I'll give you one more chance here, Edward.
Go ahead.
Is the purpose of these sprayings... Is the purpose to simply block out the sun? Is the purpose to commit mind control on the people? Or is it to poison people? Or is it some combination of the three?
Right now, what they're saying is to block the sun. They're blocking the sun. Global dimming. Rosalyn Peterson, when she addressed
the UN.
So
he has a different, a fairly
That's what I think global dimming is a result of the public education system.
I agree with that.
I thought that was the point of the chemtrails all along, was, you know, they're spraying aluminum and barium, highly reflective particles into the atmosphere with the goal of being reflecting a portion of the sunlight, like Monty Burns in The Simpsons.
That's, I would say, a less popular theory from what I've heard people calling in about over the years, but thank you, Edward, for the call tonight. That's
the only theory I've ever heard about it, so I'm interested to hear the others. I think it's nonsense.
That kind of person.
It would be easier to put a mirror in orbit, in a solar synchronous orbit, if you wanted to just block out a small fraction of the sun.
Yeah, that viewpoint is fairly unorthodox as far as the chemtrail believers out there. Many of them believe that the metals are designed to poison or mind control people, when obviously government education is far more effective and mainstream media far more effective at actually controlling people's minds.
Well, it probably would poison people, right?
It may not be the
goal, but if you're spraying a bunch of aluminum and barium and whatever else into the atmosphere, you got to think that's going to end up in people's drinking water and their food and stuff, and that's probably going to make them a little
bit unhealthy.
I've got to say, it's an awful lot of trouble to take the lead out of gasoline that was already making people dumb as rocks, and then go spray aluminum in the air.
Right. If you want to poison people,
just left the damn lead in the gasoline.
If you want to poison people, you can just put it in the water supply. It's a lot more efficient.
The poisoning would be incidental, not the goal. Right. The goal is to, in their worldview, it's to reflect some of the sunlight. And
well,
it has a side effect. That's what I've always heard the theory behind chemtrails is. I've never heard any of the alternatives. And the poisoning people would just be an unfortunate side effect of that. Not the goal, just something that happens as a result of
I mean, again, talk about, if we're talking about efficiency before, you want to talk about inefficient, going up and spending God knows how much money and effort to go and try to put metals in the air. If it's metal, it's going to come down, right? It ain't just going to float up there forever.
Right.
It's going to come down.
Maybe it's very light metal.
And what benefit would there, that's a good point. Why not just put the aluminum on the
very
ground?
Very small rocks.
It's going to reflect the sunlight no matter where the atmosphere it is, whether on the ground or in the air.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Is it actually happening, though? There's really never been any evidence for it beyond a few examples of government sprayings of...
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We're not getting everyone in tonight anyway.
Yeah, there's a good chance if you're on hold right now, you're not getting in. But if you don't get in tonight, it's okay. We do the show 7 nights a week. You can join us again tomorrow for the Tuesday night show. We start at 7 o'clock at night Eastern. So please feel free to call earlier in the show. That way we can absolutely guarantee that we can get your thoughts on the air. Here tonight, by the way, it is Ian.
Nobody.
And Arya.
We're getting into a little bit of esoteric discussion, and that's totally fine. I'm open to it. It's interesting stuff. Whether or not you believe it, that's a whole other question. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts here. We've got our very own Joa. He's on the line from Breaking the Flaw. Joa.
Hey, I was going to talk about the recycling thing, but the guy brought up the geoengineering. I just want to say that he was right on the terminology. So if we use the word chemtrail, that is not the terms they use. And this is the actual thing. So Rhode Island just passed the law. Who are they? The sprayers, right? Those companies are hidden from the public. However, let me bring up what happened in Rhode Island recently. So 6 years ago, a bill was introduced to permit geoengineering. This was introduced by a few Ron Paul delegates, and I went there and I filmed the whole thing. But they just passed it recently. They have to get permits, which are public, to do the spraying, geoengineering, cloud seeding, whatever you want to call it. But it is an actual thing. NASA explains geoengineering, cloud seeding on their website.
I don't find geoengineering to be a very useful term, to be honest, because I'm planting a garden. That's geoengineering.
Yeah, I mean, geoengineering is a vague.
Yeah, planting trees is geoengineering.
Very, very vague.
Well, isn't cloud seeding
anything we do to try to reduce the, reduce fuel output or reduce carbon? All that would qualify as geoengineering.
Well, isn't cloud seeding a completely different story than what this other guy was talking about? Cloud seeding is trying to make it rain.
Methods. There are three methods. Correct. Yeah, rain and snow. So, like, China for the Olympics, when they first had it recently, like a few years ago, like four whatever years ago, they actually shot cannons into the sky to create moisture barriers that created snow. And the reason they did this... So
oh, that was just a few months ago.
Well, they must have done it recently again. But they did this so that they could clean every inch of Beijing, literally by shoveling the snow on every inch. It was a way for them to clean it. But they're openly admitting it. The United States is kind of like pseudo-open.
Sure, cloud seeding is not a hidden thing. That's something that has been known about for a long time. But that's not the same thing as dumping toxic chemicals or poisonous right. metals or whatever on people. So I don't think it's really fair to say cloud seeding
is... They are doing that, though. They are doing aluminum and barium.
What's the proof?
Well, my friend Rachel, she called in once when I was on hosting on the show. She had done samples of the rain and snow on certain days, days that were high chemtrail activity and low chemtrail activity.
This is the same lady that called in who believes the CIA is the creator of Bitcoin, though, right?
I think she's a little confused on that, but yeah, that's the same lady.
I thought they did
But
Facebook.
She wasn't too far off on that either, to be honest, like the big gold and all that. But anyway.
Okay, but you're saying she collected rainwater?
Yes, she would collect rainwater. She used to do, like...
it could very well be that all of these things are already there, right? And it just occurs more prominently on days that it rains out of completely natural reasons. Perhaps the lake from which these waters are originated has higher than normal concentrations of barium.
Well, another, like, proof of the pudding is that there's no, you know, what you'd call it chemtrailing. There was that geoengineering going on in Rhode Island because none of them want to pull the permits. So it stopped like for a couple of years after the bill was introduced. Then they started doing it again.
This is another point I don't get. Why would a shadowy cabal of people who have been purportedly doing chemtrailing for years, decades, or whatever, however long this has been going on, why would they all of a sudden be deterred by a permit process?
Because they're now becoming more open about it. I think they're funded by the federal government. There are
that
videos
doesn't answer the question.
Of people going to these locations where they house the planes.
This is supposedly a great big secret, right? Like the point I made earlier, you don't ever hear about any pilots coming out on their deathbed and admitting to having poisoned their own people, well, because that's ultimately what we're talking about here, right? Like,
you know, one hand does one thing, the other one does the other, and they don't know what each of them are doing. You know, this is literally like decompartmentalized, you know, federal government stuff. Like,
yeah, but somewhere there's a pilot being told, hey, contractor, take this plane up so we can spray this crap into the atmosphere.
Well, I mean, look, Rhode Island was the first state to implement fluoridation into its water supply. I mean,
that's real. Fluoride in the water supply is real. We know it's true. Yep. We know they're doing that, and there's a lot of debate on whether or not it's good. But I think that, you know, I think a lot of people have a legitimate reason to be concerned about that. That one's a pretty easy one to prove. That's no theory.
The Nazis copied the United States when it came to fluoridation. The Nazis copied uniforms from the United States. Like, this is like, there's a reason why, you know, they did these things, because it worked. It, you know, it kept people docile. Fluoridation, aluminum, you know, these are things that, you know, mess with your brain, you know.
It's an interesting theory, Joe. Thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. It seems to me that government education keeps people docile, and the mainstream media, those are the most important factors, more so than anything else. But let's go to,
TV seems to be, I think,
mainstream media.
The wild card for a lot of people. The thing that I notice is that very few of the libertarians I know are TV watchers.
Yep, that's true. Let's talk to Wendy, listening in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Wendy. You have Wendy? Going once. Wendy in Washington. Going twice. And let's try Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just want to mention that, you know, that most Christian churches are very Spartan about picking people up in vans and taking them to church and bringing them back. And that's a comparison as to Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses. They're not so enthusiastic about it. I just wanted to note that difference.
What?
But in other words, you know, the Christian people, they'll take a church school van and pick up all the kids from each school and take them to church and bring them all back. But I don't see the other religions do that, the same thing. Like
you're saying the Jehovah's Witness and the Mormons don't do church vans the same way as Christians do?
Right.
They do it more enthusiastically. The Mormons do everything.
No. She's saying she doesn't see it at all.
Yeah, I don't see it. Well, I mean, they'll pick you up if you can live close by in an individual car, but they do not have, like, several vans. Like,
well, maybe they're just not as popular. As popular, you know, Mormons are a little more of a niche. The Jehovah's Witnesses are a little more of a niche religion.
As I understand it, the whole church bus thing is more of an evangelical thing than it is a Christian thing. That's mostly the Baptists that are doing that.
Aren't the evangelicals mostly Christian?
Yes.
Yes, but it's a subset of Christians.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what legacy is, but I just found out that I live like maybe 5-6 miles away, and they're like, "Well, I'll pick you up around 10 and take you to church and bring you back by noon." And one day they're just very enthusiastic about picking people up.
Well, I mean, of course they're enthusiastic. I mean, they are religion. Their goal is to spread their word, right? So they're always very enthusiastic.
They're making points with their imaginary friend.
But here's what I want to know. Sarah, you're saying they actually go to the schools to pick kids up and then they bring them back to the schools? I've never heard of this.
No, they have a school bus. They pick up the kids from their homes
Sunday.
That takes about 2 hours.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize. I thought you were talking about during the school week. Oh, okay. So they literally ship the kids from their homes to the church on Sunday on a church bus.
On a giant school bus.
I think it's probably a repurposed school bus.
Because if my parents weren't going to church, I wouldn't be going without them.
Yeah, it's very strange that they would be doing that.
It's not that strange.
Even if they don't go, they want the children to be, you know, indoctrinated or taught in the God's way.
Sure, but why aren't their parents going too?
Apparently they weren't successfully indoctrinated.
Well, I don't know if they are or not. That doesn't matter. They want to take as many kids, stuff them on the bus, take them to church. I mean, they're just very, very...
Interesting, Sarah. I'd never heard of this going on. Well, Ari, you say
if you get them young, you can grift them for centuries.
It happened a ton in Mississippi.
Just a bunch of kids, no parents, going to church?
I mean, there were adults there, but yeah, the church bus didn't typically pick up adults. It's mostly kids.
All right, out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Call us tomorrow if you didn't get on tonight.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.